Next is Nicole Vidor.
Hi. I live on Allen Street, so...
Close to the mic, please. Close to the mic.
I live on Allen Street, so the waterfront plays a large part in my life. And I also think, sadly, one of the things that exists in Hudson are a lot of divides. But it's been my experience in my daily walks down by the river where the one place that doesn't exist is by the river, where everyone in this community walks there, gathers there, all sorts of things happen there. And so I guess I want to ask both of you, what is your vision for the waterfront, and how do you feel you can create a thriving waterfront with opportunities and jobs and a learning environment and all that could be there with gravel trucks running through the middle of it?
I appreciate your question. It's nice to hear you from the first ward. I actually went down the first ward to address some people down there. In regards to the waterfront, first and foremost, I am in favor of the LWRP. And I would like to say, before I even start, that I appreciate what Cheryl Roberts has done with a 647-page document. I think it's an extraordinary thing, moving this document forward and in hopes of approving the LWRP. With that said, I am a person who believes, I'm eco-friendly like the rest of you. I am a person who believes that parks and recreation can exist with small businesses, restaurants, and the potential for hotels at the waterfront. I believe that a lot of the city residents feel the same way and would appreciate that. When we look at the soon to be voted on GEIS and the LWRP, I think a lot of people and residents in the city of Hudson favor jobs being brought to the area, favor economic development, and favor economic development at the waterfront. I think the LWRP provides for correct zoning, and I think the LWRP provides for trucks to be removed from the city of Hudson. With that said, I am in favor of, as is most, I think, of the Common Council, in a bipartisan fashion, our Common Council President, Mayor Scalera. It's been through public comment period. It's been through public scrutiny. If all of us and the residents of the city of Hudson, or a majority that I think of the city of Hudson, are for this document, can we all be wrong? I don't think we can. It's time to move the LWRP forward. Thank you.
It's a very complicated situation that we're in right now. Part of the issue is passing the LWRP, getting the GEIS through and so forth. What it will do is limit the amount of industrial development or usage, the light industry that's going on right down there now, and it won't be grandfathered in. So we're sort of between the devil and the deep blue sea on this thing. I have to confess, I don't think it's a perfect document, but I will cleave to my elected officials who, out of respect in a democracy, we elected our common council. Our common council represents us. They have voted in this fashion. So as a democracy, we go along with this. That is not to suggest that I don't have issues with the coexistence of even light industry and recreation, education, the usage, entertainment, and so forth, which is the long-term vision of the waterfront. I've been in industry my whole life. It's a reality. I have been involved in complex projects like what we're talking about in the waterfront. I've seen them happen. I also know too, and I have to speak honestly and completely candidly here, it is going to be very difficult to get the necessary investment in place for what we want to do in the waterfront if in fact it's coexisting with heavy industry. And I am not here to say that we have any right legally to deny a duly authorized organization of doing business. We have to open a dialogue with them, and perhaps what we do long-term, and I really believe this, perhaps we as a city end up owning our entire waterfront. And I think that that's not an unreasonable situation to be put in, and we have to have that conversation. But my concern is going forward that what we want to develop down there will not happen as long as there is this industry. That's a given as looking at it from an investor's point of view. But that is not to suggest that we can't have a productive, meaningful, and ultimately Hudson-centric resolution to this. And that is what I will say about the waterfront at this point.